It's Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out with us. Joe, I got, you know, to put a bow on the Super Bowl. Listen, I know it's Wednesday. You were just saying 3 days later.
3 days later, three things about the Super Bowl. I love it.
But, I mean, you know, give me, it's the one thing left that everyone's watching.
Yes.
So, like, we can draw out the conversation a little bit, right?
I mean, hey, Four Nations face-off. Be another big
sure.
Big viewership this
whatever.
Starts tonight.
No one watches hockey. Let's get I'm like the last one or five people left.
I think I'll watch tonight.
Oh yeah, it starts out I won't. It's not USA.
But Dalene plays tonight, so
let's hope he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
That's all I would think of.
All right, so your three things about the Super Bowl this Wednesday morning.
Oh yeah, it's big enough. So the first, just these things keep popping because everyone's still talking about it.
Yeah.
I go to the gym yesterday, and it was jogging through my brain because the first thing I saw on the humongous TV, you walk in through the door, is the image you see after every Super Bowl when they're on the field. They got confetti everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's Jalen Hurts, and what is he holding up?
The newspaper.
Yes. He's holding up the newspaper. Eagles win, you know, and it's got some picture of the game on it. The big front page, you know, I'm looking at this picture of Jalen Hurts holding up the Philly paper, Super Bowl champs, and the only thing I could think is, what would happen if the Bills won? They'd be like, you'd have to recreate the image 3 days later.
Yeah.
Like, the Bills won. I'm sorry, we're trying to get the paper to the field. We're still shipping it from Cleveland.
Yeah, we haven't gotten a paper out since Tuesday.
Or he would be holding up a paper, and it would just be it wouldn't be a picture of, like, you know, a big touchdown in the game. It would just be a QR code, like, scan here to find out what happened.
Actually, the big
Bills play in Super Bowl. That's, you'd be holding that up.
The big slap in the face would be it's actually the Democrat and Chronicle.
He has to hold up the Olean paper to
Rochester.
Yeah, but you could do the Olean one, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that one's called.
Yeah. But you can do it all, except for the Buffalo. You know, you won't be holding it up.
It's Olean. That paper's actually printed closer to Buffalo than
yes.
The Buffalo News.
Like, what if the Bills won? Or if it was, like, last week, you might not even get, like, sorry, there's been a hack.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even get it.
Couldn't get it there.
Do
they do that? That's every Super Bowl they've done that? There hasn't been one where they missed the paper?
I mean, I feel like I see it all the time.
That is the classic thing.
But would that, but you know, in all seriousness, what would happen? I would imagine they would have had a plan of some sorts to delay the pay, because you would have to. Like, even in 2025, I kind of think that's one thing people would still want. Like, if the Bills won the Super Bowl.
Me, right here.
Would you not want a front page of the Buffalo News, Buffalo Bills Super Bowl champs?
Yes. Yeah.
And I would want it with the dateline Monday, February, what was it? You know, February 9th or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, or 10th on Monday. I wouldn't want Tuesday. Like, Bills win Super Bowl the other day. Because that's like, if it, you know, if everything was in order, that's what would happen. Monday, you'd get the paper and it would say, Bills play in Super Bowl. It was a really big game. Scan here to find out what happened. And then on Tuesday, you'd get the actual one with, like, Super Bowl champs. I would imagine there would have been a plan in place to
have those papers back up, ready to go.
Like, you're already getting the news, like, 48 hours later. What difference does it make? Give me the paper at 6 p.m.
Right, yeah.
You know?
But just give it to me that day.
Yeah. With them winning the Super Bowl on it.
That's a great point, because I still have every front page from the Sabres back-to-back Eastern Conference run. It was just a run. But still, like, I kept those. Those are in my garage at 36 years old.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I would save, you know, the Stanley Cup was awarded. Yes. I'd have the front page of the sports section or something like that. You know, big moments in history. I have, like, a USA Today's and stuff like that from it.
That is still a popular paper. The paper that has some kind of accomplishment
big
on it from your
historic
team.
Historic moments. And for the most part, that's just been neutered here. Like, what would have happened in the Super Bowl? I was thinking that because I saw, as soon as I walked in on the big TV, there was the picture of Jalen Hurts with the Super Bowl champs paper. That or, like, you would have the paper on the field. They would print, I don't know how they do it now. You know, how does he get that paper? Do they have, like, a printing press? Or do they make it? Because it uses a photo from the game, so it has to be printed.
Oh, was it a photo from the game?
I'm almost positive it's a photo from the game on there.
Wow. That, see, I didn't pick up on that.
So, like, I don't know how they do it now, but...
You would think the paper from where the Super Bowl is being taken place agrees to print that, the on-field?
I wonder if that's the that's the case.
Yeah.
And they got them ready to go, like, 20 minutes after it's all over.
They probably start printing, like, at halftime. Yeah. Like, here's the picture you're using.
I mean, I don't know. It was just one of those things that was going through my head yesterday. Like, what if the Bills won the Super Bowl? I would want that. Would we even get it?
But as much as, yeah, it, you know, as much as I don't ever go for the physical paper anymore, that is one that I would be in the store wanting to buy ASAP.
100%.
Yep.
And you would not be alone. And that is one where I don't care that the paper would be only like 3 pages like it was last week.
No.
I want that front page. The front page. I'm not even going to read it. Just like, I'm going to put it on a wall or like in a vacuum sealed bag or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I would want it. I would have thought, I would think there would have been a plan in place, hopefully.
You hope they would have, you hope the Buffalo News had talked to the Time-Picayune, that's what they call the paper down there, and had a plan in place.
Would have done something. Another thing, on the halftime show, you know, all I've seen, the social media, the last 3 days, it's, oh, Kendrick Lamar, he owned Drake, you know, he's all over Drake, you know, oh, Drake, you know, he's got to be, like, feeling so terrible right now. Am I the only, like, Drake would have put on a way better halftime show. Like,
yes.
A Drake halftime show would have gotten way more positive reviews than Kendrick Lamar's halftime. He might have made fun of him at the halftime show, but in the grand scheme of things, a lot of people didn't like it, including, and this, I was thinking about this at the gym yesterday because I walked in and there's people, hey, did you see that halftime show? That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. You know, you got a lot of that. A lot of people didn't like. If Drake did the halftime show, like he has songs that have a melody to it that a lot of people know, it would have went over way better.
It goes back to what you've been saying. Drake does still have songs that I think most people know.
And he's a way more, like in the grand scheme, he's a way more popular artist, isn't he?
He's got more popular hits, yes.
Like, in the grand scheme of things, yes. Like you take the global whatever out of, you know, what the hip-hop world that's invested in their rap battle.
Yeah.
He's a way more popular artist.
Yeah, he started from the bottom, now he's here.
His halftime show would have been way more liked by the public. And
he runs his concerts like a halftime show. Like his concert last year in Buffalo, he didn't do one full song. But it was a perfect halftime show.
Yeah.
He just goes one song to another.
And he probably has made way more money.
Oh, for sure.
So who's laughing?
Did the NFL take Kendrick's side in the diss? In the diss battle?
Does the NFL have anything to do with who's at the halftime show anymore?
Yeah, you're right. Apple Music. I'm sorry.
But, like, seriously. Yeah. By the way, whoever's making the decision.
I saw a thread yesterday explaining from when Drake and Kendrick were friends 15 years ago. I was going to send it to you. Like, here's the story.
Oh, here's the story. Presented by Us Weekly. Like, thank you. Now I understand the football game.
I do think Drake would have put on a better halftime show. His shows are more like, you know, top 40. Like I said, it's more like a halftime show.
I just don't think he's bothered by any of this. Like, if you were to ask him. I was thinking about this for two reasons. One, the guy in the locker room. Two, you mentioned the Four Nations, the hockey thing. They did a thing. Team Canada was going out to practice, and they asked him a quick, hey, who would be your Super Bowl halftime show? Like half of them said Drake.
Well, of course, yeah.
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
But I think it goes to show, like, I think it would be way better, and he's not losing any sleep.
You don't think so? That the number one song of the summer was a song about him, making accusations about him?
You know, I don't think he's losing any sleep, because he probably sleeps in the most expensive mattress with the nicest pillows, because he's rolling in dough.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, so I think he's okay, including with the, you were talking about yesterday, the Serena Williams, the girlfriend thing. Like, it's kind of embarrassing for her husband to have her girlfriend do the thing, whatever.
Stephen A. Smith said that yesterday. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and this is my third thing from the Super Bowl. You know, I heard her talk about it, like, oh, well, you know, I was invited to come do the Super Bowl. Like, sure, that's, you know, of course I'm going to going to the Super Bowl. I don't blame her at all, honestly. But my overall thought from this was, what a come up for the Crips.
Yeah, to get thrown right? up.
Now, call me old, but when I was a kid, the Crips were known best as a murderous gang of drug dealers.
Yes.
And now, they're like a choreography team.
Apparently. I didn't know the Crip Walk had anything to do with the Crips until this whole...
That's where it comes from. Yeah, that's the name.
I know now. Yeah.
Like, wow. That's... I mean, even Martha Stewart, who went from imprisoned convict to Skechers spokesperson.
Yeah.
That's not as big of a come up as...
No. No.
That turn of your whole reputation. No... most people would have wanted nothing to do. And now here you are at the Super Bowl halftime show with your dance moves on display. They're about to get a TLC show.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Dance Moms, part two, the Crips.
Yeah. I would. TLC's looking for something.
What a turn of events. I did not see that coming.
No, no. Was that your big comeback for the Super Bowl?
That was my takeaway. Wow, just... the turn of reputation you can do in America. It's unbelievable. So there you go. Three thoughts on the Super Bowl.
I like it. Up. I'm glad you had time to think about it.
Until next year. You couldn't escape. I mean, people are still talking about it because it's the only thing that everybody watches.
It is.
We don't have anything that everybody watches until next football season. There's no commonality anymore. Although there might be some, maybe an announcement coming up later today that listen to the 10 o'clock news. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
And maybe everyone will get excited for
it. It is funny. Things from the 80s and 90s are what brings us together.
Yeah. 803-0930 to weigh in. Somebody said the Buick Regal was cool and how many people jumped out of it. That was my other takeaway from the halftime show. Clown cars back. Like usually.
I didn't know they went away.
Usually a clown car, it's like a VW Bug.
Yeah.
Like that. There was like 100 people came out of that Buick. How'd they fit? It's one of life's great mysteries. I'll never know the answer. What we're talking about today, we get every morning, there's suggestions that we get from all over the place,
yep.
including our boss sends us an email. And of course, one of the things that people have been talking about all across the country is the price of eggs and how they've gone up. We talked earlier this morning with, and you just heard in the news there, with Shelby, who runs a farm up in Niagara County, talking about what she's seen, like the differences, not just the bird flu being scary, but a lot more people coming to her looking for eggs because they're so expensive. Or getting more expensive wherever you go to buy them. This was the note passed along from our boss. Egg prices skyrocket. How are you getting your eggs? Raising chickens? Local farmer? Duck eggs? Personally, I'm getting mine from the store. Right?
I'm pulling the Kramer. I'm going to start raising a chicken.
But like, are people really going to extreme lengths now? We were talking about this a little bit yesterday. I do not think this has gone to, locally, the level where you start to change your habits.
No.
And turn your beautiful suburban house into a chicken farm because the price of eggs is $2 more a dozen.
Shelby did mention turkey eggs. Like, I would like to try. I've had an ostrich egg. I'd like to try a turkey egg.
We've had turkey eggs before.
I'd like to try a turkey egg.
Used them in... baking stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, it works.
Yeah.
Can you buy that at a store?
I've never seen anything other than eggs, Eggland's Best.
Yeah, I'm not looking.
And the carton of eggs.
So
you know what I mean by carton? Like the milk carton of eggs.
Oh, yeah. Juiced up eggs.
Yeah.
Which, no thank you.
Yeah, but I saw in Good Morning America, some people are going to the
switching
egg alternative.
To that.
Yeah.
I just like, are you really? I could see, you know, stopping at a, if it's on the way, stopping at a farm stand or something like that and getting yes. eggs. We've gotten eggs from people before without us actually physically going there.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, great. You know, these eggs are better. But to go out of your way, or especially, I cannot believe that people are actually setting up a, you know how much money a chicken and a chicken coop?
I can't imagine.
And then feed would cost more so than the extra $2 you're paying a dozen. All right, the extra $4 maybe you're paying a dozen in some cases. Significantly more.
Yeah.
significantly more. I can't believe people are going to go to those lengths just yet.
No, and you know, my in-laws get us eggs from a place in Newfane. They're great. I had three more this morning. Love my morning hard-boiled eggs. But you know, and after listening to Shelby talk, Brian, I don't think I ever want to be responsible for that. You know, she had to change the way they're being kept to keep out any chance of another bird getting in the way of the chickens, and then having to eliminate her what she does have of chickens. Like, hearing all that, I was exhausted. I'm like, you know what? You had to go through all these extra things just to raise the chickens. I'm good. I'll keep on buying my eggs from those who know what they're doing.
It's annoying enough for me to wait for the people to get out of the way so I can open the door to get the eggs at the supermarket.
And just hope that you can find one without all broken eggs.
Yeah. All crowding around there. What about you? 803-0930, you'll go to Joe in East Aurora. You're on WBEN. Joe, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, well, I'm a former chicken farmer, but one of the reasons that there's wings and chicken meat available and not eggs is half the chickens hatched. That's really born, but people don't understand. So hatched are males, and they don't lay eggs, but they do provide wings and meat. So that explains why there's millions of wings for the Super Bowl. But no eggs.
Well, Joe, as a former chicken farmer, because I was talking about this morning, you go to the store, I see full birds, you see chicken breasts. I mean, how many chickens can you go through in a week? You know what I mean? Like, how many chickens are you providing that any store you go to, any given store, you got 20, 25 chickens?
Well, I mean, there's a chicken farmer in near Alexander that has over 100,000 birds in his chicken house. It's a huge business, but a lot of that chicken meat you see is the roosters, the males. They don't lay eggs, so that gives you the meat. But they get the disease, and the disease is terrible. But that kind of makes up the fact that there are more wings than eggs available.
Yeah,
yeah. I never thought that there are eggs that hatch. I never thought it. Like, we're talking about all the eggs, because this was our conversation yesterday. All the eggs that are, you know, being used in a day by Americans. Mm-hmm. Then you have to figure, well, wait a minute. Some of these eggs actually have to get hatched, or we don't have chickens.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, how many eggs are laid a day in America? I'd love to know that.
You were saying, and what we were talking about yesterday, though, it does remain. It is like the sheer amount, that there are is.
And just think, some amazing. Of those had to get hatched.
Like, it is amazing to kind of see. All right, 803-0930. Anything we're talking about here? B-Mans and Beamer on WBEN. B-Mans and Beamer here on WBEN. 803-0930. Let's head over to our Volkswagen Orchard Park text board, where a lot of people have been chiming in. Someone's, I love the. You know, depending on where you go, and I mean, you could see just a vastly different picture of America. Like, if you listen to all the reports of egg prices ballooning and whatever, and then you did as this person did, who walked into a 7-Eleven and saw a dozen eggs for $9.99, you would probably be like, what is going on in this country? However, if you, you know, also listen to our reports of saying, you know, average price around here gone up a couple dollars, it's been noticeable, I think. To me, it's been noticeable, but it's not anything like what we're seeing in other areas of the country. And then you were this person, hey, just went into a store, bought them for $2.99, medium eggs. Which I've only ever seen large and extra large, I feel, also. I also do not look that hard. I know the color of the carton that we usually get, and I get it. I'm not looking.
I know. I go to the cooler with just the generic eggs. I don't look at the specialty eggs in the cooler next to it. The cooler that has the stock of the same eggs, that's where I'm going. Boom. Yeah.
But, you know, here we go. That's a $7 difference.
Yeah, no offense to
this person could buy three dozen for the price that this guy got one.
No offense to 7-Eleven. Why are you buying eggs at 7-Eleven?
You also know when you go in there, you're paying a significant markup on anything grocery or anything, period. Anything that's not a big gulp.
Right.
Like, it's anything that doesn't come out of a fountain or off of a roller, you're paying a big markup for.
Yep.
You got to know that going in.
Yeah, I've just never thought. And I'll tell you this, Brian. I've never thought of going to like a Walgreens and buying. But you know what? I get deliveries with people who are ordering eggs from Walgreens.
But I remember growing up, we used to do that. I'll, you know, need milk, stop into the 7-Eleven, grab milk.
But you're paying the convenience fee.
Do it way over. I feel like it wasn't as much back then as it is now. I mean, sure, it might have been a little more, but it was to the point where you knew, I mean, to the dollar amount because you paid in cash.
That's right.
Back then, you know, how much you need to the dollars and cents of what it would come out to, and it wasn't that much.
But now, like you said, except for a Big Gulp, something on the roller, or the Little Debbie gas station packs, everything is ballooned at a convenience store. You're paying for the convenience.
Yeah. Someone else said an extra $2 or $3 a week maybe shouldn't be enough to break anybody financially. But it is something where if you buy it enough,
yeah,
you know, it's funny the things we notice that we spend more money on. And like eggs would be one of them because it's something that you...
It's in the cart almost every week.
Yeah, if you're, you know, like us at home, we're a family of four. It's you're buying it every week and you go to maybe the same place and the price is staring you in the face mm-hmm. of what you pay for that every single week. And there's not a lot of things like that. I mean, think about your cable bill, your any bill you have that goes up. How many of you just have it on auto pay?
Right.
Right, where it, you might not even look at what it is every month for a lot of people. You so you don't necessarily see it going up and up, and then before you know it, you do look at it, and it's like, wait a second, like I'm pretty sure this was 60, now it's 80. What the heck went on? Or
that's why they want you to sign up for autopay.
Yeah, or like, you know, because or you know how many people are going through their credit card statements or things like that to actually itemize everything. They just go, ah, that seems about right, or you know, well, maybe I'll take a look at it. It seems about wrong, right? Even though this isn't as big of a markup as we've seen in other places, like, I mean, I'm thinking not really this winter, but last winter with the heating bill for me is when, you know, from two winters ago to last winter is when I saw like a whoa, like that. Oh, yeah. It takes a big thing to like really jump off the page at you. There's not that many things where you're really can see a price increase every single week and you keep tabs of it. Eggs is one of those things, even though it doesn't impact you as much as like the heating bill did.
No, the heating, but yeah, but it's the thing, it's in your car every week. It's something you're paying every week. It's not just once a month. And you know what else, Brian? The big changing sign on the door also gives it away. Like at Aldi, they have the big, there's one sign on the outside of the door. It's the big egg sign and then the limit 2 sticker under it.
Anytime you're limited,
you know something's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why can I only buy this? Yeah, 100% of the time.
It's funny, though. Going back to, like, just amazing the supply, it's amazing. You know, eggs, we're now at a limit, too. All the people that buy turkeys on Thanksgiving, I've never seen turkey limited. I've never seen limit 2 turkeys, unless there's, like, a heck of a deal, and they don't want you to abuse the deal, you know what I mean?
So usually that's what it is, right?
Yeah, it's like, because they're like giving 50 cents a pound.
Yeah, when you get the turkey on whatever the Thanksgiving special is, and it's, yeah. I mean, I don't even know if it reaches 50 cents a pound with right. what you pay for it half the time. I mean, usually it's like, oh, it's 17 cents a pound. Like, I feel like you walk out of with a turkey for free half the time. They're just like giving them away. It is kind of crazy how that. And then you go any other time of the year, and it's the most expensive thing in your cart.
It's also like impossible to find a turkey. Like, I don't know, where do they keep the turkeys the rest of the year?
Not super popular. Yeah. You can find turkey meat.
Yep, ground. I love ground turkey.
Like turkey breast or like big chunks of a turkey?
Yep. Turkey leg. The full leg. Bird.
The full bird.
Difficult to find.
Tough to find. Well, they don't have a lot of them.
I saw one crossing the street in Clarence. Maybe I should have grabbed it.
I saw like 15 of them crossing the street in North Tonawanda the other day, right in like the industrial park on, you know, whatever that, is it Felton? In North Tonawanda, where I saw all these, I'm like, what is going on? Like, are those turkeys? I had to do like a double take because I'm driving down Twin City Highway. It's
turkeys getting
away. I couldn't believe it.
Throw it in the freezer. Come on.
Yeah, I was like, who wants dinner? Yeah, make a sharp turn.
Get those North Tonawanda turkeys now before they put the nuclear reactor in.
Well, then we're going to feed a family of 55. We could feed Elon Musk's family for, Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Get the nuclear turkey up there. Got no more fighting over the turkey leg. This turkey's got 8 of them.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. that you know, perfect segue to some of the other news we were talking about this morning as we spoke with North Tonawanda's mayor and heard the story of what took place last night on their nuclear plans, not the city's nuclear plans, but the nuclear plans that DigiHost, which runs that crypto mining facility on Erie Avenue in North Tonawanda, which is, you know, not far from, it's pretty much sandwiched in between, if you can picture, the Walmart in North Tonawanda and the former Budway's, now Market in the Square in North Tonawanda. That's the area that we're talking about. And they want to be able to put a micro nuclear reactor, which, even having had it described to me, I still don't know exactly what it is.
No.
They want to have that help power the plant. And from everything I've read, it would be a micronuclear reactor to start, but then eventually you'd need something bigger or more of them to actually power and provide enough energy for what the plant uses. And in North Tonawanda yesterday, they were talking about just putting the brakes on. Not just that, but energy, you know, any form, you know, you want to put a windmill, like a lot of different forms of energy, putting the brakes on new energy in the city. And my question going to there was, did you know what I was talking about when I was asking about the battery packs? Have you seen these? Like Tesla, I feel like Tesla does a lot of stuff where they kind of announce it, like everyone's like, oh, that's going to be awesome. And then it's like the company forgets about it. Or like, remember okay. The solar roof?
Yes.
We were going to make those here in Buffalo.
Right.
I think we made like 6 panels, like enough to do a room, or like a solar outhouse. But they actually did like crank a few of them, but where like the actual roof tiles would be solar panels. So it didn't look like you had solar panels on your roof. You could have like a roof that acts as a solar panel. And that would then go into this big like battery pack that you'd have inside the house. That would make me kind of nervous.
Yes.
I just saw a video of someone's cell phone exploding on their butt.
Well, I've seen videos of car batteries. These electric car batteries exploding.
It would make me a little nervous. Yeah. I don't think I'd jump to it. But, you know, the idea is pretty good. It would all go into this battery, and then, you know, maybe you'd still have electric power, but if the power ever went out, your backup generator would just be the battery pack.
Right.
Or, you know, it would just be the energy that you store. You use enough of it, you store some of it, whatever. But I don't – say you wanted one of those, like a battery pack to power your home.
Right.
I don't think you would need, like, what would the city have to say about that? Like, what would you need in terms, this probably changed depending on where you went, but I'm not building something new. I'm not, you know, as we talked with Austin Tylik earlier this morning, I'm not putting a, you know, building a new solar panel in the ground that's, like, not attached to my roof or something like that. I'm just putting a battery pack, you know, like on the wall of my garage, or I'm not building a new structure. How much can they actually tell you what you can and can't do, right? So, like, to that point, this nuclear reactor, sure, it's producing energy, but if it's just something that you're installing in an existing building, almost like a fridge, like how much say can you have at the end of the day?
But nuclear, using nuclear is different than...
100%, 100%. But that's, like, that is the one question that I don't, you are not, you're talking about nuclear, and I agree with you, Joe, and we've talked about this before on the show. I'm pro-nuclear in Iowa.
Yeah.
Not in North Tonawanda. Like
if you're going to put nuclear on your roof, I think the town would have a say about that.
I don't want nuclear in my backyard. I love it wherever I don't live. Like, that's cool. But like, who's to say, you know, it's like when you're building something. You know, what do they say when you're building something? You're working on your deck. You're right. Replacing it or adding on to it. You know, hide the lumber and do the work on the weekend. You know, right? Like, you don't want to go through inspection or whatever. You know, if you're changing, if you're putting up a handrail or removing a handrail on the stair of your house, is it against the code? Sure, but who's going to know?
Right.
If we're talking about a nuclear reactor that's the size of, like, your stove... Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but eventually when you see the trucks of waste coming out.
Yes,
it's
a little different than that, but...
To me, that's the difference. Anything that produces waste.
Sure. Yes. I guess my point, what I'm saying is, how far can... Is it anything that produces energy the government can tell you? You don't? I mean, that's what, you know, a couple of the speakers last right. night, North Tonawanda, would say. It's like, hey, we can make a rule saying no sex offenders, and we can make a rule saying no energy produce. Like, we can do it. And I don't know, like, I feel like that's up to question a little bit more than what some of the speakers last night would have you believe, to where how much power does government actually have to say you can't put this or that inside of an existing building. Now, again, we are talking nuclear, so I do think it probably is a little bit different.
Something that could have a negative effect on people in the area, right? The government can tell you not to smoke in certain buildings, right? Because it could affect other people. They don't care about you. It could affect other people who aren't smoking. I think with nuclear energy, this does have the, obviously, very, very 0.001%, as we talked about last time. But if something went wrong, it's not just affecting the people in that building. It's affecting people in the area. I think that's when, and believe me, I am not for all government oversight everywhere. I think that is when a government does have a position to say what is best for everyone in North Tonawanda. Your solar panel roof isn't affecting me as your neighbor. Your nuclear energy roof could affect me as your neighbor. That's where I would draw the line.
To your point, you know, they can tell you you can't smoke inside of a restaurant, but they couldn't tell us. No, could they?
What do you mean, here at BEN?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not. It's not a public place.
This right.
It's a private, yeah.
Like, that's not a public place. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like this is more up to question because we're not talking about building an actual power plant or, you know, some large thing. I just feel like it is
it's a
trickier situation than if it were to be on a larger scale. And that's the thing that worries me a little bit. And it worries me on multiple fronts. One, the question of that I've, you know, kind of been bringing up. And, you know, I will believe what the mayor says and that you can zone against it and it won't happen. Hey, I'm glad to hear that. Look, I've said it before. I don't want it in there. But the question of what can a government do? And then the question of, like, how far do you want a government to go? It's almost reminds me of another local story, and that's the Braymiller Market.
Yeah.
And the way that people talk about the future of the Braymiller Market, the former Braymiller Market on 201 Ellicott downtown, right by the Central Library, that's now vacant. They want to be able to use that space. The city does or has as a temporary police headquarters while the other one is getting some sewer line work because it would be cheaper than finding somewhere else that they'd have to, you know, they have to go somewhere where they're doing the sewer line work. But when I read about this story and I read some of the comments online, I know that's my fault, but and I hear people talking about it, I hate the way that it's talked about because it's always talked about as if, you know, why don't they put an Aldi in there? And I just want, I hit pause and I go, no, that's not how any of this works.
Right.
They, like, who's they? The city of Buffalo, the government? You think they can order Aldi, a business, to open up a shop somewhere? Like, they're not picking and choosing
right.
what goes in there. Which, by the way, if Aldi wanted to go in there, they would have been in there. They had every opportunity.
They would have been there the day Braymiller pulled out.
It was so hard for the city to find they tried everybody to get to move downtown. That was what they ended up with. It didn't work. Don't just assume that someone else is going to come. Oh, hey, choose me. No, that's
believe me.
That's not how it works.
Believe me, if the government could order Station 12 on Sheridan Drive with default.
Yeah. L.L. Bean would be opening up in a different spot. If that's how it worked, you're exactly right. But isn't that how you hear people talk about it? Why don't they just put this there? You know, why don't they do that? And I feel like that is a little bit of the sound that you have in North Tonawanda, whereas, oh, why don't they? Not everything. And this is a good thing, by the way. Like, this is, it's by design. Not everything is dictated by your local government, should it be.
Exactly.
So,
exactly right.
Now, I agree. I want the line drawn at a place where nuclear power generation is going to fall
on that's people's
one
assumption.
Line of it. But I don't want to assume that. And I don't know if I want to be moving that line so much further where now all of a sudden that conversation isn't going to sound ridiculous to me, and then all of a sudden you have, oh, hey, you're going to power your business by solar.
Right. That's my thing. If North Tonawanda finds a way to say, hey, you know, this is going to produce some kind of waste, I don't want it to be a vague ruling. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want vagueness to be, it needs to be direct. Nuclear energy needs to be run by a municipality. I would agree with that statement. I don't want it to be something vague to where, Brian, like you said, now they have control over this, this, and that, when all we really wanted them was to have some kind of oversight on this nuclear reactor that would produce nuclear waste in North Tonawanda.
Yeah.
But again, we talked about this last week. Unfortunately, it seems when government does things, they do things more vague than direct. I forgot what we were talking about last week when I said, I wish they could just, oh, when we were talking about the jury, right? Why couldn't they just say the common sense part?
Mm-hmm.
I find that to be with government a lot too. Like, just say what we're thinking. Put that in writing.
Although, they're taking a little bit of an umbrella approach in North Tonawanda from what we heard yesterday, where it's not just talking about nuclear power. I don't necessarily disagree with that. You know, if you want to start generating power on whatever property you own, maybe that is something that should fall under the purview of your municipal government.
We'll see.
Anything that's not, you know, powered by you pedaling a bicycle really fast, maybe we want to look into.
Can we still do that? You pedal a bicycle and store the energy?
You were just at Explorer More.
That's right.
Like the whole room.
You're right. You're right.
Did you light the thing up?
No, I didn't. Oh. I thought I was a little too old. My son was obsessed with the water room, the Erie Canal room. We spent most of our time there.
Mine too. Was, just a little bit older. What'd you do? He went over the weekend. What'd you do? Play with water.
Yep.
Yep.
Just make sure you put the bib on.
Okay. I'm me too. Get soaked in there.
Brian, today is a beautiful day because it is another step towards summer. Pitchers and catchers reported to Port St. Lucie this morning for the New York Mets.
And if that's not your thing, but you're still looking forward to summer, keep it locked to WBEN. Might be a big announcement coming up in the next 10 or so minutes that, it's going to have people thinking about summer a little bit.
Oh, sure will.
Which I like that. Hey, we'll be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up next after the news with Lucas. Beam as in Beamer on WBEN.